奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日上午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll start the Sabbath morning service.
唱诗156首。
See him 156. Thank for the grace of the Lord that today is the Holy Sabbath.
弟兄姐妹一起来纪念安息日，享受神的恩典。
And that brother and sister can come here to remember the Sabbath and enjoy the blessings of God.
现在我们一同跪下祷告，求主施恩祝福。
And we're going to kneel down and pray, ask God to bless us.
让我们在今天安息生日都蒙神赐福。
And so that every one of us can be blessed by God today.
享受安息日的喜乐。
And to enjoy this peaceful Sabbath.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的安排。
Thanks for the guidance of the Lord.
隔了一年多不见面，今天安息圣日又能回到我们昆士教会跟弟兄姐妹说安息日。
And so we have separated for over a year, and thanks for the grace of the Lord that I could be here today to have service with every one of us.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May Jesus Christ be with us and bless us.
早上要跟大家来谈神所喜悦的人。
And this morning, I'd like to talk about the people who are being pleased by God.
保罗曾经这么说。
And Paul has said this before.
我们看一下哥林多后书第五章。
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章第九节。
Chapter 5 verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
说所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。保罗他说，不管是住在身内或是离开身外，这个意思就是说，住在身内就是还活在地上，离开身外就是已经离世，回到主耶稣那里去。
And here Paul mentioned about in the body or away from the body. Being in the body meaning you still live in this world. Away from body, that means you have returned to God.
简单的说就是无论是生是死。
And in other term, it means that whether we're still living or not.
他说我们都立了志向要得主的喜悦。
That we have to make a goal to be pleased by God.
可见这是我们今天活着的一个主要的目标。
And so this is one of the goals that we must set for our lives.
我们只要活着，能得到主的喜悦。
So in order, as long as we're living, we have to please, be pleasing to God.
我们不但是活着的时候呢，能够蒙神赐福，我们死了也有益处。
And so while we're still living, if God can bless us.It will also benefit us after we pass away.
所以立定这个志向，要得主的喜悦。
So we must set this goal, to please God.
这个应该是我们今天呢，在主耶稣基督里面每一个信徒的生活的目标。
And this should be the goals for every one of us here today who are Christian.
那要怎么样得主的喜悦？
And so, how can we please God?
我们当然要知道神所喜悦的是什么样的人。
And we first have to understand what kind of people are pleasing to God.
那我们要做这样的人呢，一定会得主的喜悦。
If we become this type of person, then we'll be pleasing to God.
从圣经里头我们知道。
We have learned from the Bible.
神所喜悦的人呢？其实啊，跟人是不一样的。
And the people who are pleasing to God is different from for a normal person.
我们人都有自己的看法，自己的选择啊，哪些人是我所喜欢的
？And as a normal person, we have our opinions, who are the type of people that we like.
但是神呢，他看人就跟我们人不一样。
And when God views people, He views them differently.
神看人是看我们的内心。
When God look at us, He look at our hearts.
他不看外貌。
He doesn't look at our appearances.
也不看我们的外表的表现。
He doesn't look at the outer appearances and the things that we do.
神是看我们的内心。
I'd rather he look at our inner hearts.
那我们人呢？看人呢是知面不知心。
And for a person to look at another person, often, we can see what they do on the outside, but cannot understand what are they thinking on the inside.
我们一定要看他的外貌，看的，喂，这个看起来很顺眼，很喜欢。
So we can only look at their outer appearances, and they seem pleasing to our eyes, and we have liking to us.
如果说这个人的长相我都看起来不喜欢
，if the person's appearance is not pleasing to us,
那就很难就不会去喜欢他。
Then it's very unlikely that you will like him.
所以人跟人的这种相处啊，外貌是很重要。
And so between human interactions, outer appearance seems to be very important.
这个外貌不仅是说我们的长相，包括我们的言行表现。
And so this outer appearance not only encompasses our looks, but also our speeches and our actions.
比如说这个人讲话我听起来 很舒服，你又喜欢他。
For example, you like the way some people talk, and so you like him.
这个人虽然不是坏人，可是那个讲话我听起来就不喜欢，你也不会喜欢他。
And there are certain type of people, even though they're not bad, but you just don't like the way they speak, so you dislike him.
有些人动作粗鲁啊，有些人不喜欢，这样粗鲁不喜欢。
And some people has a tendency of roughness, so we don't like him.
所以人总是凭着这一些外在的表现来判断我喜欢或者不喜欢。
And so men like to determine whether he likes a person or not from these outer appearances.
但是神呢，不是这样子。
But this is not the same with God.
神是那直接看到我们的内心。
God is someone who looks directly into our hearts.
有些人外表的这种表现呢，不是很好。
And for some people, they do not have a good good deeds from the outside.
可能不得人的喜欢。
And perhaps they are not pleasing to men.
但是神就喜欢他。
But instead, God likes him.
因为神是看人的内心。
Because God looks at the heart of man.
所以今天我们要得神的喜悦。
So today, in order to please God,
要从心里面做。
We have to start from the heart.
不是从外面表现。
And it's not from the outer actions.
那我们要得人的喜悦。
And to in order for us to please man.
这个比较辛苦。
And this is a little bit more difficult.
一定要靠外面的表现。
It has to depend on our outer appearances.
讲他喜欢听的话。
To speak the things that other people like to hear.
做他喜欢的事情。
And to do things that other people like.
一些表现的，让他觉得很好，很喜欢。
And could perform to a way that others would like it.
所以要得人的喜悦啊，是很辛苦的。
And so it's very difficult to please men.
实在不容易。
And it's not easy.
所以我们已经尽全力说，哎呀，表现得让对方呢，觉得很高兴。
And although we have tried our best to behave in such a way that we want to please him.
但是有时候一句无心的话呢，又惹他生气了。
But sometimes one unintended words can disturb that person.
所以我们感觉到做人是很不容易的。
And so we can see that to be a man is very difficult.
所谓做人就是要得人的喜悦。
And to be a man, you have to behave in a way that you can please others.
能得人喜悦的人呢，就做人成功了。
And if you can live your life pleasing to others, live a life that's pleasing to others, then you have succeeded.
一直都不得人的喜悦，那我们这个做人就失败了。
And if we're living a life that cannot please others, then we have failed.
所以做人是很不容易啊。
And so it's quite difficult to live as a man.
那我们会想到说，哇，那要得神喜悦是不是更难？
So we can think about, is it even more difficult to please God?
其实呢，刚好相反。
But instead, it's the opposite.
要得神喜悦啊，最简单。
And it's much easier to please God.
因为神爱世，神爱我们全世人啊。
Because God loves all mankind.
他对我们每个人的要求呢？不高。
And he doesn't have a high requirement for every one of us.
要得到他的喜悦是很简单。
And to please God is very simple.
而且是人人都可以办得到。
And this can be accomplished by every one of us.
只要有心就可以得到。
And if you have the heart, you can accomplish.
那做人就不一定了。
And but to be a man is a little bit different.
你虽然有心，你不一定办得到。
Even though you have the heart, you might not necessarily accomplish.
你虽然很尽心尽力，你还不一定办得到。
And you spend all your effort, and you might still might not accomplish.
但是我们要得神的喜悦啊，只要有心就可以办得到。
And if in order to please God, as long as we have the heart, then we can accomplish.
这是非常容易的事情。
And so this is something that is simple.
这个是第一个，我们要有正确的观念。
So we have to have the right mentality.
如果我们感觉到很困难，那就没有办法办到。
And if we feel that this is very difficult, then it's very difficult for you to reach the goal.
是很简单的。
But in reality, it's quite simple.
不是很困难。
It's not that difficult.
而且是人人都可以做到。
And this is something that can be accomplished by everyone.
我看到圣经里头很多得到神喜悦的人。
And there are many characters in the Bible who pleases God.
好，但是不像说啊，世上很多伟人，不是的。
It's not like the great people of the world.
他们都是一般平常的人。
And they're all normal people.
因为神看人的内心。
Because God looks at the heart of man. 这个是
我们今天呢，第一个要有正确的观念。
And so we have to have the right mentality.
那么现在我们就进一步来看，到底我们要有什么样的心，神才会喜欢我们。
So we can look at what type of heart we need to have in order to please God.
第一个就是人做人最基本的一个就是诚实的心。
And one of the most basic requirement is to have an honest heart.
这个神喜欢呢，心里面诚实的人。
And God delights in those who are honest.
我们看主耶稣所说的话。
And we can look at the words spoken by Jesus.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章啊
，John chapter four，
二十三节
，verse 23，
二十三节，主耶稣说，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父啊，要这样的人拜他。这里，主耶稣告诉我们。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us.
神喜欢人什么样的人拜他。
Here tells us what type of people, God likes, to worship.
心灵诚实的人。
And those, who are true.
所以其实我们今天呢，要得到神的喜欢呢，只要心里诚实就可以。
We have to have a true heart in order to worship God.
他就喜欢我们。
Then God will delight in us.
外面的表现是怎么样
？And what kind of deeds does he have from the outside？
那是不在乎的。
And that's irrelevant。
要紧是我们内心是诚实的。
And what matters is that we are true in our hearts。
这个诚实的心呢，就是天父喜欢的。
And this truthful heart is what God delights in。
天父喜欢这样的人来拜他。
And God delights in those who this type of people to worship Him.
拜他的意思就是说，天父喜欢跟这样的人亲近。
And that tells us that Heavenly Father likes to draw near to this type of person.
他也喜欢跟这样的人在一起。
And He wants to be part with these type of people.
我们人跟人在一起也是有这样的同样的这种心同样的这种心。
And so this can also happen between man and man.
如果我们知道这个人不诚实，我们不喜欢跟他在一起。
And if we know that certain person is not truthful, and we don't want to be with them.
知道这个人是诚实的，可靠的。
If we know that this person is truthful and he's reliable.
那我们会很放心的跟他在一起。
Then we can have a peaceful mind to be with him.
神就是这样子。
And it's the same with God.
因为神是诚实的神。
Because God is the truthful God.
他喜欢跟诚实的人在一起。
He wants to be with those who are truthful.
他喜欢诚实的人跟他亲近。
And he wants those who are truthful to draw close to him.
所以在今天呢，我们要亲近神，得到神的喜悦呢，已经不是像以前那些说要行表现出什么样的那些拜神的仪式。
And so today, if we want to draw close to God, we're no longer to go through those rituals to get close to God.
在律法的时代呢，你要亲近神、拜神太麻烦了。
And in the Old Testament, if you want to draw close to God, it's very difficult.
不是随便任何一个人都能做。
And it cannot be done with any one person.
律法的规定很严格的。
And there are many laws and regulations.
所以人对神都是一段距离啊，很害怕的。
And there's always a distance between God and man, and people are
afraid. 但是现在主耶稣来之后啊，就不同了。
But after Jesus came, things have changed.
他说时候将到，现在就是。
And the time is now.
也就是说，主耶稣他就是神，成为人，跟我们一样的到世上来。
That Jesus, who is God, became a man and he came into this world.
他要住在我们中间。
And he would live among us.
他要跟我们亲近。
He would draw close to us.
那我们要怎么样跟他亲近？
And so how can we draw close to him?
现在啊，你只要心灵诚实就可以。
And we can have a truthful heart, then we can do that.
所以要跟主耶稣在一起。
And so in order to be with Jesus,
甚至跟主耶稣成为朋友,
to become friends with Jesus,
就是要诚实,
we have to be truthful,
实实在在就好,
and to be true as a person.
我想这个是最基本的。
And this is one of the most basic principles.
那一个人诚实,
if a person is truthful,
对神诚实,
if truthful to God,
怎么样就是对神诚实,
then how can you be truthful to God?
神也看不见,
and God is someone who's invincible.
那你怎么知道对神诚实不诚实？
And how do you know that you are truthful to God or not?
其实那个是很简单的。
But this is something that is simple.
啊，对神诚实啊，就是对自己诚实。
And to be truthful to God, that also means you are truthful to yourself.
我诚实不诚实，别人不知道。
Whether you are truthful or not, no one else will know.
我自己知道。
Only yourself will know.
所以我从小啊，好像就被教导这样子。
So ever since I was young, I was taught this way.
你只要对自己诚实就好。
If you are, you only have to be truthful to yourself.
所以我常常这样啊，以这个为我的生活的一个准则。
And so this is one of the life principles for me.
做什么事情呢？我一定要对自己诚实。
And in everything I do, I must stay truthful to myself.
不管怎么样，你不能欺骗自己。
In doesn't matter what you do, you cannot lie to yourself.
这样的话就是对神诚实。
And if you can do this, then you are being truthful to God.
所以我们要做一个诚实的人。
And so we must become a truthful person.
这一定要从小。
And this must start from young.
从小呢，要让他学习对自己诚实。
And from a young age, they have to learn to be truthful to themselves.
不是想到别人。
And not to think about others.
我们父母对儿女的要求。
And the requirements from parents to our children.
应该是他要对自己诚实。
They have to be truthful to themselves.
不是说你一定要对父母怎么样，他可能就会明的他就诚实，暗的他就不诚实。
And so it's not something that they would be truthful in front of the parents, but when the parents not there, they become deceitful.
那主耶稣告诉我们说，天父啊在暗中查看。
And So the Bible says that God would look over in, when no one is looking.
那你是暗中。
And so what is the time that no one is looking?
内心。
That is your inner heart.
看不到的。
That are things that others cannot see.
看得很清楚。
But God sees very clearly.
今天神就住在我们里面。
So today God lives in us.
所以我们对自己诚实。
We have to be true to ourselves.
就是对神诚实。
That is being true to God.
那么神就喜欢这样的人。
And God would delight in these type of people.
所以今天我们很简单，要得到神的喜欢呢，只要你对自己诚实。
And so it's very simple. If you want to please God, then you need to be true to yourself.
所以一般世人呢，说一个人呢要凭良心说话做事。
And so people say that one person must do things or speak things according to his heart.
那这个良心圣经上说就是神的灯。
And the Bible says this conscience of heart is the light of God.
神的灯就是神的眼睛。
And the light of God is the eyes of God.
在监察世人。
And he's looking over mankind.
也在看着我们。
He's looking over us.
所以我们人心里面所想的一切，神没有不知道的。
And so in everything that we think, nothing God would not know.
所以我们心里面神的眼睛就在我们心里面。
So the eyes of God is inside our hearts.
他不是看我们的外表的表现。
It's not looking at our outer appearances.
他是看我们内心在想什么。
It's looking at what our inner hearts is thinking about.
这个才是重要的。
And that is more important.
所以主耶稣来的时候告诉我们这一点。
And so when Jesus came, he told us this.
不在乎你外面表现怎么样。
And it's not matter what you're doing on the outside.
神现在在乎的是你心里面想什么。
And what matters to God is what are you thinking in your heart?
那么我们希望的就是神所喜欢的，也就是诚实的心。
And so what pleases God is a truthful heart.
神为什么在万民当中 去找到亚伯拉罕，特别的拣选他。
And so all of all peoples, why did God choose Abraham to be the chosen one?
神拣选就因为他诚实。
God chose him because he is honest and truthful.
我们看尼希米记。
And turn to Nehemiah.
尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记第九章啊，我们看第七节啊。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 7。
这里说你是主神曾经拣选亚伯兰，领他出加勒底的乌尔，给他改名叫亚伯拉罕。第八节。
Verse 8。
说你见他在你面前呐、啊，心里诚实，就跟他立约应许呀、啊。把迦南人的地啊赐给他，啊，这里说神拣选亚伯拉罕。
Here tells us that God has chosen Abraham.
他说神看他在神的面前呢、啊，心里诚实。
And he says that he found he has a faithful heart.
为什么神要跟亚伯拉罕立约
？So God wants to establish a covenant with him.
这个立约的一个很重要条件呢，就是要诚实。
And one of the important requirements is to have a truthful heart.
人跟人立约也是一样，如果你跟一个不诚实的立约啊，那这个约没有用。
And so same thing between man and man. If you establish a covenant with another man who is not truthful, then this covenant is not real.
啊，如果跟一个诚实人立了约，那你就放心了，他一定会去。按照这个约来实现。
So if you establish a covenant with someone who is truthful, then they will perform according to this covenant.
那今天神有一个很伟大的啊救赎的计划，要找一个人来啊跟他立约。
And so God has this great salvation. He wants to choose one person to have a covenant with.
而且要借着这个人来实现他救赎的大计划。
And through this person who accomplished his plan of salvation.
你说神要找什么样的人？
And so who will God find?
啊，唯一的条件就是心里面诚实的人。
And one of the most important requirement is someone who has a truthful heart.
所以神呢，看亚伯拉罕心里面是诚实的，所以他就跟他立约了。
So God saw that Abraham has a truthful heart, so he established a covenant with him.
将救恩的应许呢赐给他。
And to give the promise of salvation to him.
今天我们也是因着这样子得到福气的。
And we receive the blessings in the same way today.
所以说我们要得神的喜悦。
So today, in order to please God,
我们只要一个诚实的心。
We have to have a truthful heart.
有时候我们会对自己呀 的一些表现呢、啊、很不满意。
Sometimes we might not like the actions that we have done.
或者说感到很灰心。
Or sometimes we feel discouraged.
总感觉到呢比不上别人。
And feel that we're not as good as others.
因为人跟人之间呢就是这样的情况。
And that is often the situations between man and man.
在世上是这个样子。
And that is the way of the world.
但是呢，在教会里面呢，有时候呢，也会有这种现象。
And sometimes this can also appear in the church.
这个是不必要的。
And this is unnecessary.
这样的话，我们就很辛苦了。
And if in this way we feel it's very difficult,
我们就不会快乐了。
And we will not have joy.
在教会里头，应该大家都是很快乐。
In the church, every one of us should be filled with joy.
因为我们是不会有什么比较的。
Because we do not have all these comparisons.
因为这种比较都是外貌、外表的这种行为。
Because this comparison is all between the outer appearance.
谁怎么样，谁怎么样。
And this person this and that person that.
这种比较是没有意义的。
And this type of comparison is not unfruitful.
这个是让人跟人之间呢、啊、没有办法非常的和谐。
And this will not bring harmony between men.
如果没有这种比较,
if we move away from these comparisons,
人跟人之间呢是非常和谐的,
then between men there's great harmony.
可是因为人就有这种软弱,
but men have this type of weakness.
那今天我们在神里面,
but today, under God,
我们就要消除这些,
we have to remove these things.
我们要回到内心里头来,
we have to return to the inner hearts. To return before the face of God.
亚伯拉罕神看到他在神的面前呢，哇，是诚实的。
And so just like Abraham before God, he's a truthful person.
神就很喜欢他。
So God delighting him.
拣选他。
God has chosen him.
神赐福给他。
God has blessed him.
神跟他同在。
And God dwelt with him.
他无论在什么地方,
regardless where he went.
都让人看到说这个人是蒙神赐福的，这个人有神同在。
And everyone can see that he's being blessed by God. He's and he has a God's abidance.
这大家都很尊敬的。
And so everyone respected him.
这个就是神同在，神喜欢的人。
And he is someone who is pleased by God, and he is the one who God abides with.
所以今天呢，我们要对自己呢要求，我要做一个诚实的人。
And we have to ask ourselves to set a goal to be a truthful person.
要紧是，我只要对我自己诚实就好。
And the important thing is that we have to remain truthful to ourselves.
那其他的就没有问题了。
Then everything else will be okay.
保罗他对自己的要求。
And the requirements are from Paul to himself.
他向人做见证。
When he testified it to
others. 尤其向那些要审问他的那些公会的人做见证。
And he often testified to those who want to those Sanhedrins who want to question him.
他说我在神面前在人面前呢都是凭良心做事。
He said he's doing everything according to his conscience before man and before God.
凭良心做事什么意思?
What does it mean that he's doing things according to his conscience?
我对自己负责。
That he's responsible for himself.
凭良心就是我自己的啊。
That conscience is from himself.
一个人只要能对自己负责。
If someone who can hold accountable for himself,
他就是一个诚实的人。
That he is a truthful person.
你做了没有?
Whether you have done it, you're very, very clear.
这些啊, 只要我们能这样子来对自己诚实,
and if we can stay truthful to ourselves,
我们都会每个人都成为一个很有责任的人。
And then every one of us would be become a accountable
没有一件事情啊, 我们会敷衍了事的。
And there's not something that we'll do do lightly.
我们每个人都会成为一个神所喜悦的，而且是真正。 负责任尽本分的人,
and that will become someone who is pleasing to God and who is accountable for the things they have done.
所以神喜欢这样的人,
and so God delights in this type of people.
像亚伯拉罕一样,
just like Abraham.
神就跟他立约了,
and so God has established covenant with him.
那另外我再看到有一位就是大卫,
and another person is David.
大卫啊, 对神的认识,
and the understanding of David and God.
他小时候啊, 就很敬畏神。
Ever since he was young, he was very fearful of God.
他倒很喜欢神。
And to liking God.
他很喜欢赞美神。
He likes to praise God.
这种人也是神喜欢, 因为喜欢赞美神的人, 神会喜欢。
And those who like to praise God, God also delights in them.
这个好像啊, 一个人, 常常这样的称赞我们的时候, 我们一定很喜欢他, 这个没有话说的。
If there are people who like to praise us, then in return, we would also like them.
如果一个人一天到晚找我们毛病的人呢, 我们看没有一个人会喜欢他。
And for someone who often like to pick out our shortcomings, then we would surely would not like them.
所以那些以色列人呢, 一直向神发怨言呢, 说神就很, 很生气啊, 说这些人,
and so when Israelites would grumble against God, and God would become very angry.
不懂得赞美神, 一天到晚发怨言, 哇,
and they don't know how to praise God, and every day they grumble.
所以圣经就说, 这些人都是神不喜欢的。
And so the Bible said these people are disliked by God.
那大卫啊, 他就很喜欢赞美神。
So David likes to praise God often.
所以你看诗篇那么多都是他写的。
And so if you look at Psalms, most of it was written by David.
他几乎每天都在赞美神。
And so almost every day was praising God.
所以神喜欢他。
And so God delighting him.
这是他对神的一个 比较平常的认识。
And so this is the understanding of David to God.
到了有一段时啊，一段时间之后
，And after a period of time，
他对神有更深入的认识。
And he have a deeper understanding of God.、
神不但喜欢赞美他的人。
And、so God only like to praise his
personality. 按照律法来讲啊，神就是要哦一个好像文士法利赛人那一种啊，哇。非常严守律法的人呢，可能这样的人神最喜欢。
According to the Old Testament, the scribes and the teachers of law are the people that God would delight in.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，那些文士、法利赛人为什么叫法利赛人？就是说非常严谨的来守神的律法。
And so during the time of Jesus, there are the Pharisees, those who obeyed the law, constantly.
他们就认为自己是一个很完全的人，
and they,
神最喜欢的。
And they feel that they are a complete person who will be pleased by God.
对，然后看到一些一般的人，哎呀，这个税吏，这个是罪人，这个是怎么样？他们很看不起的。
And so they look down on those tax collectors and see them as sinners.
你们这些罪人，这不圣洁的人，这个神不喜欢的人，这样子。
And they would rebuke those other people as sinners, and people rebuke them as people who will not be pleased by God.
所以法利赛人啊，在祷告的时候说：“神啊，我是怎么样的好？我不像这个税吏啊，啊，勒索啦，什么犯罪啦，我没有这样做。”
And so when the Pharisees, when they pray, they would say they're very good, and they're not like the tax collectors, who ask people to.Who make money from people.
我是守安息日，守律法，又禁食，又奉献十分之一。
And that he is the one who observe the Sabbath and offer the tithe.
他们认为啊，这样是得到神的喜悦。
And they feel that they will please God in this manner.
但是呢，其实不是这样。
But that is not true.
主耶稣说啊，这种人呢，但我神不喜欢。
And Jesus said, "These type of people are not pleased by God."
但是那个税吏啊，他很诚实，啊，他不敢见神。
And the tax collector, he is actually truthful and he's afraid to see God.
他低着头，捶着胸说：“神啊，可怜我这个罪人啊。”
And he bowed down his head and beat his chest and said, "God, please save me as a sinner."
哎，这个人神倒喜欢他。
And this person is someone God delights in.
神反倒称他为义。
And God actually called him as being righteous.
好像这样子。
Just like this.
就是法利赛人呢，那些人没有办法认识的神是怎么样的神。
And so these Pharisees do not truly understand what God is like.
神不是喜欢那样的。
And God doesn't like that type of people.
神是喜欢呢，心里诚实的人。
God likes those who are truthful in the heart.
那么大卫呢，也到了。什么时候才体认到这一点
？And so when did David experience this？
这个很重要。
And this is important.
我们看一下诗篇五十一篇呢。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalms 51.
我们知道诗篇五十一篇，大卫写这一篇诗篇是什么时候写的
？And so we know when David wrote this chapter.
是他跟乌利亚的妻子犯罪之后写的。
And this is after he has sinned with the wife of Uzziah.
他犯罪之后啊，拿单先知去告诉他、提醒他的时候，他知道了自己错了。
So when he has sinned, prophet Nathan went to tell him what he had done, and he realized his sins.
他就做了这个诗，这篇诗。
And so he wrote this song.
那这边是很感动的一句话。
And so there's one verse in here that's very moving.
他知道他得罪神了。
He knew he had sinned against God.
你看第四节啊。
If you look at verse 4.
说我向你犯罪了，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这个恶。他知道他是向神犯罪。
So he understood that he has sinned against God.
他在神的面前呢，犯罪。
He has sinned before the Lord.
他就想到说，我为什么会这样软弱
？So he thinks to himself, why is he so weak?
第五节说，我是在罪里头 生的。
And verse 5 says he was born in sin.
在我母腹里头啊的时候，我就有了罪了。
That he was at the time when his mother's conceiving, he was sinful.
全本圣经啊，就是这里这里啊，大卫啊，这种体认到自己说，他就是从母腹里头就有罪。
So he truly experienced that even before he was conceived, he was sinful.
他认识到自己。
He come to know himself.
当一个人认识自己的时候，他就会认识神了。
Once someone understands himself, then he will understand God.
所以第六节说。
So verse 6 tells us.
您所喜爱的是内里诚实。
So surely you desire truth in the inner heart, inner parts.
你在我隐秘的处，必使我得到智慧。
And you teach me wisdom in the inmost place.
现在大卫得到这个智慧啊，才是真的很深啊的智慧。
And so the wisdom he received now is the most inner wisdom.
不是看到外面的东西。
It's not to see the outer things.
看到隐秘的地方的东西。
And to see the things that is hidden.
隐秘的地方在哪里？
What is the hidden place?
在人的心里。
That is inside the man, heart of man.
他看到，哎呀，我是一个在罪孽当中生的人。
And he understood that he was a person born with sin.
外表上人家歌颂他，哦，他是一个君王。
And on the outside, people praise him as a great king.
其实他平常的一些表现都是非常好的。
And even though
对神呢，非常表现非常好。
Even though that his everyday deeds are good before the Lord,
他很会赞美神的。
He knows to praise the Lord.
但是他万万没有想到他会犯这个事情。
But he have not. He have not anticipated that he will commit the sin.
哎，从这个事情之后啊，他才认识自己。
And so from this event onward, he come to understand himself.
人是没有什么好夸口的。
There's nothing to boast with himself.
唯有神。
But only do the grace of God. 所以这个时候，
他才知道。
And so for this moment, 现
在神真正喜欢的人是谁？
What type of people God delights in?
不是你表现的多好。
It's not how much things that you can do.
是在你表现最差劲的时候。
But during the time where you doing the
worst. 你心里面很诚实。
And within your heart, you are truthful.
你知道你自己错了。
You know that you have sinned.
神啊，我错了，我犯罪了。
You knew that, Lord, I have sinned. I have made a mistake.
我在你面前做错事情。
I have done wrong in front of your eyes.
虽然别人看不到。
Although others cannot see.
你看到了。
You have seen it.
我知道了。
That you understood.
所以我很诚实。
So you are truthful.
在神面前。来悔改
and to repent before the Lord.
所以他认识神，哎呀，神你是喜欢心里诚实的人。
And so he come to know God delights in those who are truthful in heart.
你在隐秘的地方使我有得到这个智慧。
And doing in the hidden place, he allowed him to receive.
所以他开始求神呢、啊、来赦免他。
And so he asked God to forgive him.
求神来洁净他。
He asked God to cleanse him.
求神呢？颜面不要看他的罪
，and for God to look away from his sins，
重新给他造一个清洁的心
，and to build a new clean heart for him，
让他里面呢有一个正直的灵
，and so he have a righteous soul，
避免呢以后再犯这个罪
，and so that he will not， so that he can avoid this type of sin in the future。
大卫啊，他所认识的神
，and so this is a God that David understood。
神到底喜欢的人是怎么样的
？and what kind of people are pleasing to God？
这个才是真实的。
And this is the truth.
非常可贵。
And this is very precious.
今天呢，我们可能不喜欢这样的人。
And today we might not like delight in these type of people.
认为这种人不配。
And feel these people are unworthy.
要来拜神的不配。
And feel they are unworthy to praise the God.
我才配，你不配。
And only I'm worthy, and they are not worthy.
这个是人，你看这种看法，就差很远了。
And so men have this kind of eyesight, and it's very difficult.
文士法利赛人就是这样的看法。
And the scribes and the Pharisees are in this way.
可是主耶稣对他们说。
But Jesus told them.
你们是假冒伪善。
That you are hypocrites.
你们用嘴唇赞美神，可是你们的心呢是远离神的。
And you use your lips to praise God, but your heart are far away from God.
远离神就是说不认识神。
And to be far away from God means you don't know God.
把神都看错了。
And you've seen God in the wrong way.
以为神是喜欢这个哇表现这么好的人。
And they thought that God likes people who perform in a certain way.
其实神不是喜欢这样的人。
And in truth, God did not like this type of
people. 神是喜欢心里诚实的人。
And God delights in those who are truthful in the heart.
所以今天我们要做一个 诚实实实的人。
So today we have to become a truthful person.
在神面前
，and before the God，
做一个诚实的人。
To become a truthful person.
是就是，不是就不是。
That yes be yes and no be no.
没有什么可以隐藏的。
And there's nothing to hide.
这个就是神所喜欢的。
And this is what delights the Lord.
所以我们今天呢，如果要成为神所喜欢的人。
And so today, if we want to become someone who is pleasing to God,
这个是唯一的条件。
And this is the only requirement.
主耶稣也是这样告诉我们。
And that's what Jesus had told us.
从亚伯拉罕的身上我们看见。
From the life of Abraham, we can see.
从大卫的身上我们更能够了解。
And we can understand even further through the life of David.
所以我在读这诗篇五十一篇的时候。
And as I was reading Psalms 51,
我有很大的感动。
I felt very moved.
改变我很多的观念。
And had changed some of my opinions.
以前呢，因为受到这一些影响啊。
So in the past, some of the influences.
对一些软弱的人、犯罪的人呢，都觉得说，哎呀，这个好像不圣洁了。
And feel that those who have sinned and those who are weak, I feel that. They are not holy.
后来呀，觉得不对。
And I realized that's
not right. 神不是这么看的。
That's not how God sees.
神是看他的内心。
God sees their inner hearts.
所以我开始转变观念。
So I started to change my opinion.
我看他的内心。
I look at their inner hearts.
我说你到神面前来。
And I said, if you come before the Lord.
你现在要像大卫这样到神面前来。
And you have to be like David and come before the Lord.
你的里面。神看得见
，and God can see your heart，
人看不见
，and man cannot see it。
那只要你能得到神的喜欢
，and if you can be pleasing to God，
那就好了
，then that is good。
别人不了解
，and although others may not understand，
那就无所谓
，and that is irrelevant。
只要神喜欢
，as long as it delights the Lord，
那么人怎么样那是无所谓。
And it does not matter what man thinks.
不要太在意啊。
And we should not pay too much attention.
所以说有一些人信心呢会受到影响。
And so for some people, their faith can be influenced.
就是因为这个缘故。
And because of those facts.
所以有时候说啊，不要看人呐，要看神呐。
And so sometimes we should not look at people, but rather look to God.
其实这个是不容易的。
And this is not something that's easy.
我们要真正对神有认识。
So we have to have a good understanding of the Lord.
才能够突破这样的困难。
And so then we can overcome this type of difficulty.
不然的话呢，人都会互相影响的。
And if otherwise, men will be influenced by one another.
所以说，我们希望在教会里头呢，大家有正确的观念。
And so I encourage that in the church, every one of us have the right mentality.
我们都要对神有正确的认识。
And we have to have the correct understanding of God.
我们用神的心呢去看人。
And we use the heart of God to look at people.
那就很好。
Then that is good.
其实我们大家都是需要都是得到神的爱。
And every one of us wanted to receive the love of God.
我们大家都一样的一颗诚实的心到神面前来。
And every one of us wants to have a truthful heart coming before the Lord.
我们都是神所喜欢的。
And we all want to be pleased by God.
因为为什么？
And why?
因为我们都是神所拣选的。
Because we're all chosen by God.
是按照神的旨意被拣选的。
And we're chosen according to the ways of God.
跟亚伯拉罕一样。
The same way as Abraham.
不是亚伯拉罕有什么特殊啊。
It's not that Abraham is special.
圣经讲得很清楚，没有什么特殊啊。
And he's not special according to the Bible.
因为他心里诚实。
But he has a truthful heart.
他在神面前就是一个诚实的心而已。
And before the Lord, he just have a truthful heart.
所以今天我们希望，我们也要要求自己在神面前常常都存着一颗诚实的心。
And so today, before the Lord, we should set a goal to have a truthful heart.
那么天父就很喜欢了。
Then we would delight in before the Lord.
不要在外在的一些因条件上啊，互相来比较。
And we should not compare with all these outer criteria.
我们更不要有在外面的这些表现上啊，彼此来评论一些什么。
And so we should not have judgments based on these elder deeds.
感谢神。
And so thank God.
既然我们大家都是蒙神拣选。
And that every one of us are being called by God.
我们都是神所喜悦的人。
And we're all people who are being pleased by God.
我们都存着一个诚实的心到神面前。
And we have a truthful heart when we come to the Lord.
都是神所喜悦的。
And we're all delighted by God.
这样我们就满心喜乐。
And so in this way we'll have joy.
然后今天我们在神面前。
And so today before the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们都享受神的爱。
That we all enjoy the love of God.
诚诚实实的来享受神的恩典。
And that we can truthfully receive his grace.
而且神的爱是给我们大家。
And the love of God is for every one of us.
所以说要我们常常待在这个爱里面。
And so he wants us to live in his love.
来享受他丰富的恩典。
And to enjoy his abundant blessings.
所以每到安息日的时候。
And so every time when we have Sabbath.
我们就存着这样的心。
We should have this type of heart.
没有什么其他的。
And there's nothing else.
就是一个很诚实很快乐的心。
And to have a truthful and joyful heart.
来享受神的恩典。
And to enjoy his blessings.
这个是很宝贵的。
And this is precious.
因为一个星期啊，就有一天。
Because there's one day in a week.
我们弟兄姐妹会聚在一起。
That brothers and sisters can gather together.
这个是一般世人很少有的。
And this is something that man doesn't have today.
也许我们没有去想。
And we haven't think about this a lot.
或许说我们有些感觉到说，哎呀，每个礼拜都要来聚会，好像有点麻烦。
And perhaps we might think that we have to come to service every week. It feels a little bit.
其实啊，这个是神的恩典。
Hectic, but and this actually is a grace of God.
你看，一般没有信主的人。
And so for those who do not believe in the Lord,
就很难有这样的机会。
And they might not have this type of opportunity.
那有这么多人聚在一起吃饭。
And how can they have just many people gathered to eat?
一起来唱诗祷告啊。
And to pray and also sing hymns.
啊，这个哪里找啊？
And where can you find this type of gathering?
有可能吗？
Is it possible?
看得很少。
And it's very few.
但是我们感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
无论在什么地方，
regardless of where we are. 所
有教会的地方，
if there's a church,
我们就会聚在一起。
Then we can gather together.
这个真的是一个恩典。
And this is truly a grace from God.
这个是很享受的。
And this is something that's enjoyable.
把握这样神的恩典。
So we have to take hold of this opportunity.
每个安息日来享受这个恩典。
That every Sabbath we come here to enjoy his blessing.
一般世人会感觉到生活很无聊。
And a lot of people in this world feel that life is boring.
要找朋友有没有地方找？
And they cannot find friends.
要是哪里做什么活动，哎呀，也很累。
And they have to do anything from any other place and feels very tiring.
其实很难找到这么多人在一起。
And in order to find this many people here together.
机会不多。
And the opportunity is very rare.
参加旅游团也是没有办法。常常这样，一生都这样做。
And all these tour groups cannot do this.
但是我们有主耶稣把我们聚在一起呀。
But Jesus have gathered us together.
我们就有这样的恩典。
And we have this grace.
如果不是主耶稣把我们聚在一起呀。
If Jesus did not gather us together.
今天我们哪里有这样的机会
？And how can we have this type of gathering?
很宝贵。
And so it's very precious.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那么主耶稣把我们聚在一起的人。
And so for those who have been gathered by Jesus,
and
just like the people of Abraham,
所以把我们聚在一起,
God has gathered us.
在神面前, 都是神所喜欢的。
And before the Lord, everything is delighted by God.
感谢神。
So thank God.
愿主耶稣呢, 与我们同在。
And may Jesus abide with us.
啊, 主耶稣要在我们一切的事上带领我们。
And so in everything we do, he will guide us.
所以我们的心呢，跟主还是一样的。
So we have the same heart as the Lord.
神是诚实的。
And God is truthful.
内心是诚实的。
And his heart is truthful.
这样的话，我们的生活就感谢神。
And so in this, in our lives, we will give thanks to God.
凡事都蒙神喜欢。
And in everything we do, will be pleasing.
好像主耶稣所说的。
Like what Jesus has told us.
天父在我里面。
That Heavenly Father is in me.
做他自己的事情。
is doing his work.
哎，我看天父怎么做，我就怎么做。
And what the Heavenly Father is doing, he would do so.
啊，其实这个意思就是说，我心里这样想。
And so he's saying that in his heart, he thinks
that way. 我就这样做。
Then he would do accordingly.
我心里这样想。
If his heart thinks that way.
我就这样做。
Then he would do accordingly.
没有什么，说哦，一定要怎么样，要怎么样，没有那些，不需要。
And he's not doing things a certain way.
很直接的。
And it's very direct.
心里怎么想，心里怎么说。
And so what's heart, what his heart thinks, he will do accordingly.
啊，那么我们就怎么做。
And so if our heart thinks, then we'll do accordingly.
这样的话，我们做人就很轻松了。
And if we can do like this, then we have a very relaxed life.
啊，如果是这样想，哇，那又不能这样做，怎么办？
If our heart thinks this way and we cannot do it, then what do we do? Then that is very difficult.
哎，啊，所以说呢。诚实的人就不需要这样子。
So for a truthful person, then he doesn't have to do that.
主耶稣说，他常常都做天父所喜欢的事情。
And so Jesus said he has done things that is pleasing to the Heavenly Father.
因为按照他心里面所想的。
He is according to the heart.
天父在他里面。
The Heavenly Father is in him.
今天呢也是一样。
And it's the same today.
天父在我们里面。
Heavenly Father is in us.
他看我们的心。
And look at our hearts.
所以我们要立志行事，神在我们心里运行。
And so we determine to do things that, that is with a heart that is controlled by God.
那就是我们要对自己负责了。
Then we have to be a responsible to ourselves. So why do we want to do this?
这个就是神运行在我们心里。
That is because God is operating in our hearts.
我们立志要做什么？
And what do we want to do?
这样很实实在在的。
And so something's, we're doing things that is truthful.
啊，成全了神的美意。
And to accomplish the will of God.
所以诚实的心很重要。
And so a truthful heart is important.
啊，这我们看一节圣经。
And let's read a verse.
我们一定要做到自己的心呢，不会来责备我们自己。
So we have to do things to a point that our heart will not rebuke us.
那怎么才不责备？就是诚实就不责备了。
And if we have a truthful heart, then we will not be rebuked.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
这圣经要求我们呢，你要让我们自己的心呢不责备我们自己。
And so the Bible tells us that we have to do to a point that our heart will not rebuke us.
我们看第十九，从十八节看。
Let's start from verse 18.
说小子们呢，我们相爱啊，不只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。哦，十九节。
19.
从此呢，就知道我们是属真理的，并且呢，我们的心呢，在神面前可以安稳。二十节。
20.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心还要大，一切事情没有不知道的。这里告诉我们。
And he tells us here.
神主耶稣要求我们彼此相爱。
And Jesus asks us to love one another.
那我们有没有这个心
？Do we have this heart?
啊，如果有，那就好了。
If we have it, yes, good.
所以不要说没有心，只是在。言语舌头上就哦，我爱你，我爱你，这样就欺骗自己了。
And so, if we don't have the heart, but we're doing this with our lips and tongue, then this is lying to yourself.
这种就不诚实了。
And this is not truthful.
那我们心里头啊，就会责备我们。
And then our heart would condemn us.
你讲完了之后，你心里面你就心虚了，哪里有这样？
And after you said it, you feel uncomfortable in your heart.
啊，其实你很讨厌他，你说哦，我爱你，我爱你，这样的。
And if you dislike someone and you say you like him, then your heart will feel unease.
不是在口头上，而是在诚实上，行为诚实上，实实在在去做这样子。
So we have to be truthful in your actions in the things that we do.
啊，如果我们有诚实的心呢
？If we have a truthful heart,
那么我们就知道，我们就很清楚，我是属真理的。
Then we understand that we belong to the truth.
真理也就是诚实的意思啊。
And the truth is also.
那既然在神的面前是诚实的，我们的心就很安稳，很安稳。
If we're being true before the God, then we have a peace.
如果我们的心责备我们了
，If our heart rebukes us,
那神比我们的心大。
And the heart of God is bigger than us.
他没有不知道的事情。
And there's nothing that he doesn't know.
所以我们在神面前呢，心就不会安稳。
And so we will not have peace before the Lord.
这个是最直接、最简单的。
And this is most direct and
very simple. 无论做什么事情, 一定要求到我们的心安稳。
And in everything we do, we have to do it in a way that we have peace in our hearts.
只要我们的心能够安稳就好。
And for our hearts can be at peace.
看21节。
And verse 21.
说亲爱的弟兄, 我们的心呢, 若不责备我们, 就可以向神坦然无惧了。 这个就是我们的心在神面前安稳。
And this is the way that we have a peaceful heart before God.
那这样的话呢, 22节说, 并且呢, 我们一切所求的就从他得着。
And we receive from him everything we ask.
因为啊, 我们遵守他的命令。
And because we obeyed his commands.
行他所喜悦的事情。
And do what is pleasing to him.
所以我们只要能够存着这样的心呢, 神就很喜欢。
And if we can have this heart, then we'll be pleasing to God.
我们一切所求的, 祂都会给我们成全。
And he will give everything that we ask.
这个就是神所喜悦的。
And that is the thing that is pleasing to God.
今天这个圣经就告诉我们, 主耶稣呢, 要我们遵守祂的命令。
And the Bible tells us today, Jesus wants us to keep his commands.
祂说, 只要我们有彼此相爱的心, 就是诚实的心, 就可以得到神的喜欢。
And as long as we have the heart of loving one another, which is the truthful heart, then we'll be pleasing to him.
好, 我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him. 232.
subject.
So, let's be seated.
神要我们同耶稣一样。
God wants to want us to be like Jesus.
那主耶稣呢，在世上啊，他一切所行的、所做的，他的表现。
So that everything Jesus done while he's on this earth.
就是我实实在在的告诉你。
And we have told you in truth.
无论做什么事情、讲什么话，他都会说我实实在在的告诉你。
And regardless what he says, what he does, he will say, I'll tell you this in truth.
所以做一个实实在在的人，就是得最得神喜欢的。
And so to become a true person, he is someone who is pleasing to God.
那么只要我们有一个诚实的心，
if we can have a truthful heart,
圣灵在我们里头啊，他就会带领我们的一切。
And the Holy Spirit in us will guide us.
神就跟我们亲近，跟我们同在，只是我们。在一切的事上指示我们。
And so God will be with us, by with us, and to guide us in everything that we do.
你不要想太多，只要你心里诚实，圣灵就会运行感动我们，指示我们当做的事情。
And you don't have to think too much. If the Holy Spirit is in us, He will guide us and tell us the right things to do.
这个很简单的。
And this is very simple.
但是如果我们心不单纯，
If our heart is not simple,
不诚实的话，
it's not truthful,
圣灵就不会动了，
and this Holy Spirit will not work,
圣灵就不会运行在我们心里，
it will not work in our hearts,
圣灵会运行在一个诚实的心里头，这个是一定的，绝对的，
and it's true, and the Holy Spirit will only work in a truthful heart.
所以我们要让神与我们同在，在心里头啊，来带领我们的一切的生活。
And we ask God to abide with us, and His Spirit can guide us in everything that we do.
成就我们一切所做的事。
And to accomplish the things that we want to do.
我们一定要诚实。
We have to become truthful.
对自己诚实。
And to be truthful to yourself.
就是对神诚实。
That is to be truthful to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.